Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jayco takes us inside the Cats camp, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, Bellarine Highway at Newcombe, and their defensive assistant coach is Matthew Scarlett, who's been good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Scarlo, Kingy, Chuck, Lee Brown and Bucky up in the K-Rock box. Beautiful afternoon for footy, almost make you want to put the boots back on at age 41.
It is nice, mate. Yeah, obviously a bit weird with no fans here, but it's a beautiful day for it. Boys are pumped.
The boys would want to be pumped after last week. You, how did you see it, the performance last week? The coach came out and said it, you know, the word mediocre was used to describe, I think, the performance last week. You've known to be forthright in your views. How did you view it as we look ahead to today?
Yeah, I think Scotty summed it up really well after the game. And our guys are really disappointed, but it's been a bit of a pattern of behaviour for this group for a while now. So we've had some good chats about that this week, and it's all about preparing and being an elite footballer every single day, I think, instead of switching on and off too much. So hopefully our guys can bounce back today. Our form line, which is, suggests that we will.
Your defensive unit over the last couple of weeks, obviously you held Hawthorn to 7 goals, but you got opened up at times in the first half of that game, and then obviously on numerous occasions last week. Is that your defensive unit not working as cohesively as you'd like, or is there an issue further up the field that's making it tough for your boys down back?
Oh, look, I think first and foremost, our backs can play a fair bit better than they have in the past couple of weeks. Probably a little bit like the team, been a little bit inconsistent. Had some really good quarters and really good half against Hawthorn, but been quite average at times as well, to be honest. But and also up the ground, hopefully our mids and our forwards can do a better job of keeping it in our front half. But definitely got to show a fair bit of accountability, and our defenders have got to play better than they have been.
Scarlo, Chuck, just looking at the matchups today in your half of the ground, obviously, and it's been a pretty solid unit you've worked with over time, but yeah, we're just concerned the last few times. The Demons have gone a little smaller in their forward line today with their setup. Well, you know, I look at Collar coming back in and Henry and Stewart until he can play tall, small, blitz. Busey's the only real small defender, I suppose. Can we expect Cam Guthrie maybe to run a bit off halfback today, or are you going to stay with the sort of back seven you're with?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be surprised if Gus spends a little bit of time there after his midfield spell, but we sort of plan on majority of the game being our seven, and we are quite a big back line. We like to think that our intercept marking is a real strength of ours, so we need to be mindful of their smalls in their front half. They're very nippy, kick some good ground ball goals, so hopefully we can get our starting points really solid and intercept the footy and keep the footy off Melbourne a little bit, but definitely an area of concern is those ground balls.
Yeah, and I suppose my extension, Scarlo, of that question, and I'm a big fan, but that doesn't mean the cracker up here. Jordan Clark, I thought he may have come back in for that reason, and nothing against Collar, because I love seeing him in the side as well. It's good that you've got good players not getting a game, but is there anything that he's not doing, Scarlo, that's keeping him out at the moment? Because I thought he was great last year.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Look, he's down on confidence a little bit. He played round one and, like the rest of the team, didn't really perform that well. So
yep.
He's got a fair bit that he needs to work on. He's only a young player. There's been plenty of great players that have played a fair bit in the two, so he knows what he needs to work on. And that's his all-round game, being a little bit better defensively when he's at half-back, and also once he gets the footy, just making better decisions with the footy. But he's got a great future at our footy club, probably half-back, even wing and on ball. So he's just going to take a little bit of time, but he'll get back in the team at some stage.
The Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, the Spence family out on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe, speaking with Cats assistant coach Matty Scarlett. Here's Lee Brown.
Scarlo, good luck today. One more on the individuals. Harry Taylor, you've been managed today. Two games coming off, obviously, the big long break. Is there a little bit of soreness there? Or is that something that you guys have discussed and planned for, or one just off the cuff?
Yeah, if we were absolutely desperate, he could have got up for today. He was a tiny bit sore throughout the week. We had Collar Jasny that's probably been ready for 2 or 3 weeks, so we need to get some games into him as well and probably rotate. We've got about 8 or 9 guys that can play down back. So with Harry being a little bit sore and being 45 years old or whatever he is, we just thought we won't take any risks and we'll get the fresh guy in. But if we were desperate, you know, if it was a final, Harry would have been okay to play, but we just thought we've got a guy waiting to come back in that's a really good player for us. So Harry's having the day off, and then Collar Jasny's in, which we're pumped about.
And you mentioned before about the inconsistencies, and you mentioned the preparation. For you, is it a mental aspect of the game, or is it more there's something fundamentally you don't do when you don't play so well that stands out that you really need to work on and focus on?
I think it's both, really. We had a little bit of a chat the other day about our main training sessions need to improve a little bit, but probably starts the night before, with your mental preparation, getting yourself ready to perform during your main training session. So just staying switched on for a little bit longer, I think. Quite often we talk about the work-life balance, which is really important with the AFL player, but they've got to remember they're professional athletes as well. So it is quite hard to switch that off, and you can't switch it off for too long.
You mentioned the main training sessions. We're fortunate or unfortunate at the moment, we can't get down and watch. Well, what are the expectations that need to be lifted? What areas they need to improve on around those training standards that you think will transfer then into game day?
I think just getting your training right so it looks like how you want to play. I mean, the guys don't train a hell of a lot anymore. It's been like that for quite a few years. We've probably got them at the club for the main training for an hour or an hour and a half. So it's not a great deal of time to get yourself right to be ready on the weekend. So your main training needs to look exactly like how you want the game to look. So we've just spoken a little bit about that, and hopefully the guys can perform today.
Matty, just back to last week in that last quarter at three-quarter time, obviously, shifted the magnets around and Radical goes into the ruck and just gave you a real, some real power through there and got his game going. Is there an opportunity for him today to spend a little bit more time in the ruck? Sometimes, when you're deep forward and the opportunities don't come his way, maybe get a little bit down on himself. But I thought in that last quarter, he almost turned the game for you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was unreal when he went in there. He competes really strongly and gets after it on the ground. One thing with those young key position forwards, they find themselves playing on really good key defenders every week. So it is a tough position for young players. But he will spend a bit of time in the centre bounces today. Obviously, we're up against a gun ruckman, and he'll play a fair bit forward as well. But look for him to be in a few centre bounces and give us some real spark in there.
Scarlo, Chuck, again, I read with interest over my cornflakes this morning an article in the Herald Sun where you spoke about your love for Stevie J and then how you actually did come together. But I'm saying this with total respect. The hard conversations amongst players and the challenging that you guys were so good at, who's having those conversations? Not you or Scott or any of the coaches, apart from Joel, who I would imagine is a beauty. Is there a couple of others emerging, Scarlo, that are saying, hey, this is not good enough, this crap of winning and losing? Who's standing up?
Yeah, there is. Like Tommy Stewart's pretty good at that. And there's the one that's emerging underneath him is Mark O'Connor.
Okay.
He is really emerging into one of our really good young leaders. That he rocks up and trains the same way every single day. He performs. He trains really well. He's one that's really emerging in that younger group. So he's... I think you've got to find a fair bit of confidence with your own game before you start, I guess, being really vocal in those meetings. And he's starting to really believe that he's a really good AFL player, because he is. So it's been quite a different journey coming over from Ireland and finding his feet over here. So he's one that's emerging that, down the track, I wouldn't be surprised if he's one of our really good leaders.
Scarlo, how stiff Quinton Narkle?
Yeah, he is stiff. Yeah, just a balancing act in there with those inside mids. We've got quite a few inside mids in our team, so you just can't have too many. And, Jack Stephen didn't perform that well last week, as everyone saw, but we're really confident that he'll perform much better today. So we're really keen to give him another opportunity today to perform. So Narks was a little bit stiff.
Geelong and Melbourne had a hit out this morning, I believe, at Port Melbourne. Did that go ahead? Did you get a look at it? And if you did, what did you take away from it?
Yeah, no, I didn't get there, mate. I heard, really good reports. I think they played 14 or 15 a side on the ground, so there's plenty of space. And I think all our listed guys went really well. I think Lockie Henderson dominated, so there's another one that's putting his hand up. He's been training really well, and he's ready to come into the team if we need him at some stage. And Zach Guthrie performed really strongly as well. Cooper Stevens went well. Sam DeConning spent some time in the ruck and forward, and apparently did really well. So a lot of those guys are ready to come into the team. Constable and Fogarty as well, sort of training the house down and probably waiting for a few of our boys to fall over so they can get in.
Scarlo, I'm glad that I was waiting for the name to come up. Lee Brown and I last year, we felt, and again, it doesn't matter what we feel up here watching it, but we love it. And we thought Constable last year in those first six games, we thought he did a really good job, and then he was managed. And I said vocally he was managed poorly because we haven't really seen him since. So I'm glad to hear what you just said. You know?
Yeah, look, it's you can't, look, he's a genuine inside mid, can find a lot of the footy, uses the footy. Speaking of young leaders, he's got all the tools to be a really good leader as well. You can't have 8, 9, or 10 inside mids in your team. You need balance, and a little bit like Narkle this week. He just, unfortunately, on the outside of those guys with Joel Selwood's obviously a genuine inside mid, Cam Guthrie, Paddy Dangerfield, these guys, you can't have too many in your team with the modern game. So hopefully he can get his opportunity in the next few weeks. But he can play. Like he just might have to wait for another year or two, and then I'm sure he's going to be a good AFL player.
Scarlo, before we let you go, the hub heading to Perth for 3 weeks for Collingwood and the 2WA side. You looking forward to getting to the other side of the country?
Mate, nice weather. No kids. It's going to be great.
Cottesloe Beer Garden open, or they're not allowed out?
Yeah, we won't be allowed to do anything. So, look, the boys are looking forward to it. It'd be good to get away and into some warm weather and get some nice sleep-ins. It'd be good. Yeah.
Scarlo, really appreciate your time. As always, great to catch up with you. Wish you the best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Matthew Scarlo joining us here. Geelong assistant coach. Thanks to Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.